Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of water in a lot of places after a water main break near I-96 in Newburgh Road in Livonia. WWJ's Charlie Langton is at the scene in a live report. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Southbound Newburgh Road is closed right now at Schoolcraft due to a very large water main break. Crews from Livonia have been working since around 11 o'clock Thursday night to pump out the water from the hole that's at least 20 feet wide. It's all filled up with water. That's the goal right now, is that they've got to pump all the water out so that they can actually see where the break is. They don't know where it's at right now, and that water is going along Newburgh Road. Again, the crews have been out here. Now, they tell me that there could be some more water main breaks due to weather, due to change in weather, that is. Officials in Detroit, not too far from here, had 85 water main breaks just in the last 10 days alone. But again, Newburgh is closed at Schoolcraft due to this very big water break. Reporting live here in Livonia, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.